Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Home Blow. My girl Bailey is out on assignment and will return on Monday. So she's not gone anywhere, but she is on assignment and she will return on Monday. So that means you got the legendary Home Blow all 3 days left in the week, today, tomorrow, and Friday. And remember, go to our YouTube page. While you're there, hit that like and subscribe button. And, of course, you can also check us out on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and look us up, 101.7 The Truth, and you'll be able to watch the show there. You can make your comments. You know, you can do all the things that you need to do. All of this is at 101.7 The Truth. So go there. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you like and follow for the Facebook page and hit the like and subscribe button. And to everybody who's checking in early, y'all in the homeroom early, I love it and I appreciate it. But I want you to make sure that while you're there, you hit that like and subscribe button. Hit the like and subscribe button so we'll be there. We there. I got some follow-up, you know, situations because yesterday, and I'm going to try to see if I can get the download clip to Xavier in time. I was talking about the Madison situation. Me and Bailey were talking about Madison and the encampment. And, you know, I have a situation where I'd be like, you know, I'm Blostradamus, you know. I am him, he is I. And a lot of the times when I make my predictions, I really be hoping that, you know, most of them don't end up coming true. But my batting average of that is in the high 90s when I end up saying certain things that I believe are going to happen, and then they end up happening. So on yesterday's show, and, you know, Bailey was, you know, we were talking about it and talking about they had like over 3 blocks worth of encampment and they had tents and they was grilling. You know, we showed the video and they were grilling. They were just, you know, doing their thing. And I understood the importance of, you know, the protest. I get it. But I also said, yeah, let me tell you what's going to happen. And sure as everything, it ended up going pretty much exactly how I said it was going to go. And when I seen one of the news clips with it, and it actually like showed a bulldozer and a front loader just barreling through everything, like, you know, it was on some ludicrous time, like, move, encampment, get out the way. And it was so hilarious to me, not that they, you know, had to be vacated, but I know I've seen this story over and over again. It's like, all right, I'm tired of this. I'm fed up. All right, I get it, but y'all going to have to move all this stuff out the way. Xavier, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you, man. How you doing and feeling today? And do you remember my comments on yesterday?
Yeah, I remember your comments, and I'm doing pretty good. Abdul Syed won last night, so It's a pretty good night.
Okay. All right. So I tried to send you that clip.
I got it.
Okay. So this is going to give you a flashback for those of you who may not have seen that portion of the show. And it was really coming to the latter part of the show that we had a chance to talk about it. But this was my thoughts before I was informed that it literally was taking place during the Truth with Sherwin Hughes show on yesterday. But I said it before that part even happened. So I'm going to have Xavier play this clip of me and my girl Bailey Coleman and giving my viewpoints on what was going to happen. So let's flash black, shall we? That you're not moving.
Right.
But when you start getting,
Yes.
When they removed them from that encampment, you could say that you're not moving.
Right.
But when you start getting arrested and they start saying, no, y'all can't arrest all of us, watch. If they have to call other, if they have to call in National Guards or whatever has to be happen, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And you're going to be removed.
Yeah.
And you're going to be kicking and screaming. And you're like, nope, 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 I'm not leaving. And then they're going to take a bulldozer and they're going to bulldoze down all those camps that they done set up. Barbecue grills are getting ran over and they're going to clean up the street. So I'm just letting you know, I understand why you're trying to take that stance, but understand that when you get arrested, it will not just be a loitering charge or anything like that. You are subject to be under some federal charges. Federal.
Yes.
Not just a state and local charge because of the things that have been passed that a lot of people ended up voting for when they put the orange man in.
Right.
And allowed him to make all of these decisions to change this, change that, change that. So
while
some of y'all are going to get locked the hell up.
While the people.
And I be damned. We also have a clip from the updated story to where they was like, yeah, they kind of moved and cleared out the encampment. But I knew it was going to happen, so we're going to get that clip with an update. And I just, you know, I laughed to myself, not trying to laugh at the people, but I laughed to myself like, this is exactly what I said was going to happen. And then it's talking about people who were getting arrested. I said, this is exactly what I said was going to happen. And it happened. So that personality of mine is called Blostradamus. And so just like a Nostradamus, yeah, Blostradamus. So do we have the current clip, Xavier? We're going to play the current clip now as a follow-up for yesterday's topic when we talked about it briefly towards the end of the show. So we're going to play that clip, and I want to know your thoughts, Truth Nation.
Tensions run high in the capital city. Protesters take back to the streets after an early morning wake-up call from law enforcement.
Yeah, their encampment, built in the wake of a fatal police shooting, is torn down after repeated warnings to get out. Just into our newsroom, police say they arrested at least 26 people through half the day. 16 were booked into the Dayton County Jail. 10 were cited and released. We have team coverage tonight of those protests with Ashley Sears and Abril Preciado, both in Madison tonight. Ash, let's start with you.
Yeah, hi, Sam. What a difference a few hours make after repeated clashes between police and protesters. Demonstrators have once again taken over this intersection here, and police have left the area. This all came to a boiling point after the city removed the protest encampment here at 5 this morning. Protesters took over this intersection following the police shooting death of Corey Ruiz on July 22nd.
We over there.
A memorial turned into an encampment and has been here for nearly 2 weeks. Yesterday, Madison's mayor called for the street occupation to be removed today. At 5 this morning, non-law enforcement city workers began clearing out the encampment. Police and fire were called after they say protesters were throwing rocks and small fires were started. Police worked to open this road back up, and throughout that process, several people were taken into custody. This afternoon, Madison police told us 16 people were booked in the Dane County Jail, and 10 people were cited for unlawful assembly and disrupting officers. We have seen several people taken into custody since about 4 o'clock today. Demonstrators were circling the intersection as police were trying to open the street, and we saw 2 people taken to the ground and put into cuffs. We saw some sort of spray being used during those arrests. Demonstrators have been chanting and at times getting in the faces of officers.
So, street cleared. And there's another clip that actually shows the bulldozers just doing what they do in the front loaders. They were just like, scoop, move. And I mean, they didn't, you know, there weren't people still inside or anything, but they just came through and like, get out the way. But I knew that that was going to happen. And 26 to 27 arrests, that was then. That was, you know, the report from yesterday. I'm sure that will intensify today as they continue to try to see if they're going to rebuild. It's going to happen. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. I understand. And then some people have the nerve, in my opinion, to throw rocks and bottles and all that, and then say, we're not even doing anything. Listen, Xavier, what's the name of that bill that was passed that will now allow them to arrest you?
NSPM7?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Break down some of the things that is included in that they can now end up being, you know, charged with. And these are serious charges.
Yeah, just basically being anti-government, anti-Christian, anti-capitalist, gathering in an unarmed assembly. So basically protesting.
Mm-hmm. All the things that are kind of happening right now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, just like in Texas, like these anti-ICE protesters, they just got charged like 30 to 100 years in jail in Texas. And one dude, he just was moving pamphlets from one place to another, and he got charged 30 years for that under NSPM 7.
See, so this is what I'm talking about, people. And that, too, I mentioned. I'm like, these aren't going to just be your ordinary charges. Be like, okay, disorderly conduct, and I'm out. I paid a ticket, and I'm out. Some of these people are going to be charged with some of these crimes that are newly instituted because of the Orange Man. And so protesting ain't the same anymore. I mean, you could end up, what did you say, 30 to 100 years or something like that? What?
Well, it's depending on the charges and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, like the whole NSPM7, they basically can charge you as like a foreign terrorist, because they're trying to link a lot of these like left movements to being co-opted by Cuba,
right?
Which will potentially be invading within the next 1 to 2 years, depending how this war in Iran goes,
right? So yeah, but I just had to reminisce on that, and because it's like I called it yesterday, and little did I know. Shortly after that, after we went off, it was going down. It was going down. When we come back, you know, it's a few different things that we're going to be talking about. But sometime during this morning, I want to get to the debate about the vaccination. Those of us who took the COVID-19 vaccination and the boosters, I know for me, I can say that. I did all the things, and I shared, like, I'm going to do all the things. And I haven't had a cold since 2020, and my health has not been declining. I already don't have high blood pressure. I don't have high cholesterol. I don't have diabetes. You know, all the things that are comorbidities usually for people of size or obese, or when they say you're morbidly obese, I don't have any of those things. And again, now there are people who are, you know, just having these issues talking about, see, I didn't take it. But I want to talk about all the things that they are taking, and they're not thinking about it. You're like, they don't think about it. They just wanted to attack the COVID-19 vaccine. That's why I didn't get vaccinated. But you popping perks, you drinking lean, you're doing all this other stuff. But that I want to get into that conversation. I want to hear Truth Nation's side of it. What is your thoughts and opinions? And I'm going to give you mine and just let you know that some common things that some people take, the side effects of that can end up being deadly for a lot of people, too. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I got to get ready to take care of some bills as we broadcast live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
You have to move. You have to take this encampment down, says the mayor. We're not going anywhere. I said we're not going to continue to allow this encampment to take up three city blocks and stop. I know your goal and I know what you're trying to do, but we cannot have that. Oh, no. Bulldozers out. And the front load is taking y'all out. I'm just saying. I said it. Shout out to Nurse Ariane Kawanda, who brought up a great point on the YouTube page. And again, great morning to everybody on our YouTube page. We love you. We appreciate you. And she said the fact that it's just like with Sherwin, you know, Sherwin ended up making a call and saying, Mandela Barnes, drop out. And Mandela Barnes dropped out. And then I said, what was going to happen with the encampment? And lo and behold, what happened to the encampment?
And that's the truth.
Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. You know, because I started to allude to the vaccination conversation, the anti-vax and, you know, and those who did take the vaccination, it brings up that healthy debate that sometimes can turn into crazy debates. But we have a poll up. Do you believe in getting vaccinated? And yes or no. So if you're on our YouTube page, please join in and take the poll. You can call in and give us your truth, or you can text in at the Truth Talk text lines, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. And, you know, one of the things that I brought up, you know, because as the vaccine was coming out, and it was like, you know, you got to take it. I ain't taking that. It's going to be the Tuskegee, you know, saying experiment and all of those things. And I had to, you know, rebuttal some of those things because I just was like, okay. So some people take this medicine. A lot of people take this medicine. And I just want to just let you know that some of the common and mild effects of this medicine is nausea or vomiting, stomach pain or indigestion, headache or dizziness. Those are the common and mild effects. Some of the more serious risks and warnings from this medicine is liver injury, yellow skin or eyes, jaundice, dark urine, pale stools or upper right belly pain, severe allergic reactions, skin rash, hives, blistering skin or swelling of the face, lips, and tongue, loss of appetite, extreme sweating, and unusual fatigue. And what is that? What medicine is that? So I'm just saying, when people get to talking about, you know, the different medicines and it does this. All right. can you guess the medicine? Again, Truth Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. Another very commonly used medicine. Common side effects: upset stomach and indigestion, nausea and vomiting, diarrhea or constipation, heartburn, gas and bloating, mild headache, dizziness. Some of the serious risks from this same medicine: stomach ulcers and bleeding, a.k.a. black stools and vomiting blood, kidney problems, swelling in the legs, and changes in urination, high blood pressure and fluid retention, cardiovascular events, heart attacks or strokes, severe allergic reactions, hives, trouble breathing, and swelling of the face. Wonder what medicine that is. Another thing that a lot of people end up getting, not everybody, but a lot, you can get a temporary spike in joint pain and swelling for 24 to 48 hours, facial flushing, sudden redness and warmth in the face and chest, blood sugar spikes, temporary increases in glucose levels, crucial to monitor for those with diabetes, mild insomnia or a jittery, restless feeling, minor bruising, redness or soreness, and long-term and repeated risk, lightening of the skin or fat shrinkage, dimpling around it, tendon strain, weakening, or potential rupture of nearby tendons, cartilage and bone impact, potential cartilage loss or localized bone thinning, osteosclerosis with frequent high doses, a rare risk of joint infection which causes severe swelling, increasing pain, and fever. Now, I ain't even got to the ones that talk about suicidal tendencies and the different behaviors that you can do, but just those, what are they? What are they? Well, the first one that I read, not anything other than the over-the-counter, was Tylenol. Those side effects were just from Tylenol. How many people take Tylenol? The second was from ibuprofen. How many people don't take ibuprofen, especially if you're in pain and going through stuff, and they say, well, this will help with that. I'll be like, you're going to either take the Tylenol, you're going to take the ibuprofen, or sometimes they'll say mix and match, you know, take this and then take that. And then the third one, cortisone shots. So I'm just, and the point that I'm trying to make with all of this is a lot of times people talk about, like they talked about the COVID vaccine, and we don't know what's in that, this, that, and the other. You don't even bother to check what the hell is in the common things that you take. So that's where I wanted to start. That's just with the common things. And then there's a list of things that medications that are linked to suicidal thoughts or behavior that would make you want to kill someone. There's a lot of medicines on this list. And some of you take them yourselves or you have your children take them. Yeah, Prozac is on the list. I'm just saying, so medicines that you take for depression and all of that, if you listen to the effects that they read 90 miles an hour at the end of the commercial, could cause suicidal tendency, also could cause stroke, heart attack. You could die. I mean, it's like, but now when it came to the vaccine, but you'll smoke a blunt that you don't know what all chemicals have been induced, you go, 'cause it's altered. It's altered. You also are enjoying this. So those of you men who smoke blunts with your brothers, your fellows, yeah, or, hey, man, let me hit that. I don't smoke it at all. I don't do it. You do know that he takes whoever rolled it, they take it, they put it in their mouth, put all their DNA on it, and whatever they've been doing, if they eat groceries, the other reason that we say eating the groceries, if they doing that, whatever it is that they do with their mouth, if they've
what
got...
What do you mean by that?
I mean, if they eating the groceries, and then they rolling the blunts, and they put their mouth all in it. They put it all through there. And then you like, and then they run the lighter, I guess to call it so, drying it out or whatever. But then soon as you put it in your mouth, your lips, what's the first thing it does? It gets wet. So now you done reactivated everything that was on and in that person's mouth. So if that person has anything that is not good and not right, you have just put it on you. And you may as well tongue kiss the brother. You may as well French kiss him, because you are ingesting his saliva when you are taking that blunt from that other man who you saw just roll it, put it all through his mouth. He, take me through there, take me through there. Yes, I know if you eating breakfast, you learning this morning. You gonna learn today. That's all I'm saying. I got to take care of some bills, but I want to talk about it. Make sure you take the poll. Do you believe in getting vaccinated or not? And I'm going to let you know some other things that people don't, they don't even question it, and they just take it. People taking mollies, people taking ecstasy, perks, they drinking lean. They not even concerned about what all is inside of the Robitussin. They ain't even concerned about it. But yet, I'm not going to take the vaccine. You know, we're going to talk about it. Truth Nation, Truth Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. You going to learn this morning. That's all I got to say. I got to take care of some bills. I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you've worked hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's about. Not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and the dreams you've earned. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning. Bailey Coleman will return on Monday. So, again, she's on assignment, so she'll return on Monday. So, you got me. The legendary Home of Blow. And we are talking about to be vaxxed or not be vaxxed. And there's so many people taking when Dr. Fauci and pleaded the fifth. And, you know, so they're taking different things. Talking about, well, these people died of this, these people died of that, these people died of that. And the vaccine, it was the vaccine, it was the vaccine, it was the vaccine. I'm alive and well. I've already given a lot of my health regular exams and checkups that I do every year. And I've never had, like I say, even at my highest weight, being morbidly obese, because anything that don't fit they scale, you're morbidly obese. You'd be like, yeah, I don't even look big, but yeah, I'm morbidly obese. Be like, yep. So they'll diagnose you and say that you're morbidly obese. So again, so to not ever have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all the things that a lot of people are at risk for, no signs of heart disease, none of those things. And that part. But there's people that take so many different medicines and take so many different shots. And you're not concerned. I'm going to bring in Xavier in a moment. I'm going to read some of your comments on our YouTube page. Again, while you're there, hit that like and subscribe. Nurse Arian Kawanda said, mixed feelings because of my profession. I had to, but thinking black now, I regret taking it because I definitely had other major health issues after the vaccine shot. Some were listening to Aaron and Sam said, Tylenol? Yep. Mm-hmm. And Jasmine Gooden said, I didn't do the boosters, but I did the two shots. I've been fine since 2020. Jasmine Gooden said, also, that's ibuprofen. You're talking about, like, when I was reading the side effects, you know what I'm saying? But most people will not know that, but they act like they're terrified of doing all the other things. Nurse Aaron Kawanda said, good morning, Aaron. I'll say ibuprofen because of a lot of people take that. I can only take Tylenol, But I don't think they've been working for me lately, so I'm doing home curing remedies and sea moss. Jasmine Gooden said also that other one was GLP-1. No, I didn't even read the GLP-1s. I didn't even read those. Let's see. And Nurse Aaron Kawanda said, that's why I stopped taking Tylenol. Let's see. Jasmine Gooden said, oh, I didn't know cortisone shots. I never had one. Thank God. Jasmine Gooden said, I knew the ibuprofen because I take that one the most. And let's see. Will D9 said, in my opinion, some people who are against taking vaccines are the same people who go to the store and buy cigarettes and alcohol, and they all have the same side effects. How about that? You know what I'm saying? How about that? You know, it's real talk. And let's see, catch some of these other comments. Nurse Aaron Kawanda said, yes, totally disgusting eating groceries. My ex-husband did that a lot. You're like, dead, like, absolutely right. DBJ73 said, took the shot and I'm not dead, to each day on. That part, that's it really in the end of things. Let's see, DBJ also said, in my opinion, some people, I did take the shot, were just scared of the needles, but use other needles. Why? You know, let's see. Oh, RC Creation Muse said, never understood that sharing anything, vape, and cigarettes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Maudi said, catching kids but won't hug you. Right. Let's see some of the other comments. Let's see. California. Okay. The best advice I've gotten all week. Let's see here. Weed smokers. Maudi said, weed smokers scared of vaccines but not scared of fentanyl or rat poison. And they won't vote. You know, Xavier, what's your thoughts on this? And what is the poll looking like now? Remember, we do have the poll up about vaccines, yes or no.
So on the vaccine poll, mm-hmm. Do you believe in getting vaccinated? It's sitting at 57% yes and no at 43%.
Okay. But what is your take, if you care to share it? You know, you don't have to share.
Oh, just on getting vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I believe in it. I think we're seeing the side effects of people not getting vaccinated right now. Right now, we're sitting at a 35 year high at measles outbreaks.
I think
There's over 2,800 cases across the nation,
mm-hmm.
and that's a direct result of people not getting vaccinated and stuff like that. And you know, when I think of people getting vaccinated and stuff like that, I think of like us eradicating the disease polio. Imagine in the 1960s and, you know, 40s and 50s and stuff like that, people used to literally sit in these iron lung things after they get the polio disease. You know what I mean? So people aren't doing that now, and that's just because we got the vaccine. You know, the vaccine.
Right.
Me personally, I did get both of those, both shots of the COVID
booster.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the booster, but I got like, you know, the two shots that you had to get, the two initial shots.
Right.
No side effects. But then again, you know, we had over a couple, you know, millions of people taking the vaccine. I'm sure some people did have adverse reactions to it, but that's like a very small number.
Right.
And with anyone taking any, people have bad reactions to getting the flu shot.
That's where I'm
like
going.
That.
Yeah.
So, I mean, out of the case of like millions of people getting it and, you know, maybe a couple of people had adverse reactions, that's just what happens sometimes, you know, with these, you know.
People touch door handles, people touch all kind of things. They don't sanitize it, they don't disinfect it, they don't do any of those things. And it's like, you know, you don't know who just touched that door handle. You don't know. Who just was here, who did this, who did that. But then they want to stand on business, though. But I ain't taking that. But you'll do so many other things that have sometimes even worse, you know, cases of side effects. Everything is a risk. Everything.
Yeah. I just think it's like a symptom of 2020. I mean, the rise of anti-intellectualism, you know, people not trusting doctors and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
anymore. You know, we got people talking about, you know, juices will cure your diseases and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I don't think that's the, you know, I don't think that's really going to, you know, do anything. But, you know, there's millions of cases. I mean, there's millions of study cases showing that, you know, vaccines do work. So.
Right. Absolutely.
I think I'll go with the doctors.
And, yeah. Christina Santiago. Again, great morning to everybody on our YouTube page and our Facebook page. Christina Santiago said, I heard 13 billion doses were given throughout the world, but only 100 confirmed side effects. But you get what I'm saying? So, and even if the side effects number was higher out of 13 billion, come on.
There's like, not, I mean, I don't think there, oh yeah, I guess.
You know,
I was going to say there's not 13 billion people, but
right,
I guess they're
right,
talking about the two doses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, the thing is, we do so many things that we don't even question, which is why I've always had the issue, and I was always ready to go toe-to-toe with those who, well, because this. Listen, right now, you got to be careful eating fruits and vegetables. They telling you, even if you wash them off, that you can still get cyclosporosis.
Well, yeah, you can directly attribute that to like all the DOGE cuts and
right,
these government programs that were cut that they said they were DEI.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, now we're, you know, facing the consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why I'm just saying it's so many other things. So, but people want to try to stand on business when it comes to that. But you putting all kind of other stuff in your body. You taking all kind of, oh, they say this will work. Somebody will tell you, girl, I take this. Hey, bro, take some of this, man. I'm telling you, you're going to be straight. You got some extra. You're talking about a community and a society of people that will take other people's medication that was not prescribed to them just because they said, well, when I had it, they gave me these. You got any left? I'm just saying. It's people that take dated medicine instead of get rid of it. They taking their mother's medicine who may have passed on. All of the things, man. All of the things. Yeah, I got a pill for it. I got a pill for it. So, yeah, that's just been my thing. LaRon Taylor said there's also an educational level difference between those vaccinated and those who don't, those who trust doctors and those who don't. And there's an educational difference in between those whose research includes peer-reviewed studies and those who believe Google. Let's see. Nurse Aaron Kawanda said, my doctor is definitely God. I'll get a diagnosis from the doctor, but talk and trust God for my healing. You know, and hashtag that part, hashtag facts. So, yeah, listen, I'm alive. I haven't had any adverse side effects or reactions when taking the vaccination, but it's to each his own. So I just wanted to definitely talk about that, get your truth on it. And when we return, though, there is a former Radio Milwaukee executive who is now facing sexual assault charge of a child. First degree sexual assault of a child. So we'll come back and we'll talk about that. And some of the TV stations, boy, they really tried to get some people riled up because the story initially when it broke was just saying local radio, prominent person, you know, like this is, you know, somebody, ooh. And it really just made you like, oh, what? Huh? They didn't say that it was a white man named Jordan Lee. He had his picture up at that time, but you're going to learn today, and you're going to see his picture today. It was a white man, and it's sickening the things that he is alleged to have done with this under 12-year-old person. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I got to take care of some bills. I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow. The Truth Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. Before going to break, I talked about this next story that I definitely want to talk about. You know, these perverts, these monsters, pedophiles, just all of the terrible names that I can try to think of, that's what they are. But when you are in any prominent position, when you are a person that your son or daughter is supposed to be able to come to for protection and not have to worry about being, you know, taken advantage of, you know, you can't take those things lightly. You know, the world already has enough that they're going to add on to them. But when they can't even trust the people who they're supposed to be able to trust and not worry about or, you know, be afraid of all of the things that we try to prepare them and let them know that these things are out there. So you have to, you know, don't be afraid to speak out. Speak out if this happens, if that happens. But when some of those people end up becoming the monsters that you've always been told to steer away from and go get help or come tell the person, how do you come tell the person who is the person? And I've always said that what happens in the house stays in the house has been a gift and a curse. And just like we modify everything else, I think we have to modify that when we talk about what happens in this house stays in this house. I feel that way about a couple of different issues. I feel that way, and I guarantee you, Xavier, I can hook, line, and sinker some people with this other thing that I want to talk about because people say it all the time. But we're going to play this clip about a former Radio Milwaukee executive director that is facing a sexual assault charge. And his name is Jordan Lee, and we'll play this clip, and we'll talk about it.
Head of Radio Milwaukee, now charged with sexually assaulting a child. Court records detail disturbing allegations involving his wife and two daughters. Jacob Murphy joins us live from our newsroom with what happened, and we do want to warn you, all the viewers at home, some of these details in this report are downright disturbing. Jacob.
Well, Jessup, according to a criminal complaint, this started when Jordan Lee, that former executive director, sent an email to his therapist. The email details the assaults that go back over a decade when he assaulted his wife and oldest daughter, and over the last year when he assaulted his youngest daughter. Jordan Lee, the former executive director at Radio Milwaukee, is charged with sexual assault of a child under 12 years old. A criminal complaint says Lee emailed his therapist in late 2025, describing a history of sexually abusing his wife and daughters. According to the complaint, the email says, quote, "For many years, I have molested my wife in my sleep." He also admitted that 13 to 14 years ago, he woke up to himself sexually assaulting his daughter when she was 2 to 3 years old. Next, Lee says he assaulted his wife and youngest daughter, who was born in 2019, in the past year. The complaint quotes Lee in the email. "This past year, I found myself doing this to SL, his wife, again. And this past year, I can recall occasions where I molested my younger daughter. And I would never think to do this under any circumstances. However, I think I am mistaking my daughter for my wife." The complaint says police then got in touch with Lee's wife, who shared an iPhone note from Lee, which says, quote, "I've carried one additional secret, one so shameful and disgusting that I have buried it into my subconscious. This happened more than one time. I have sexually assaulted and molested my wife and daughters." A spokesperson with Radio Milwaukee says, quote, "We are horrified by the allegations included in the complaint that was filed, and we are sad and hurting for the victims and pray for their eventual healing." Lee has not been arrested yet at this time, and that same spokesperson with Radio Milwaukee told us that Jordan Lee's employment at the radio station ended on July 23rd. Jessup, back to you.
tough one all around. Jacob Murphy, live in the newsroom. Thank you.
Yeah. If that doesn't have you feeling some kind of way and chills and feeling creepy. You know, all of this kind of stuff, if he's tried and convicted, I just don't believe that we should have to live in a world with people that do those type of things. I just don't. I believe in the death penalty. I know that, you know, there are sometimes innocent people that may end up, but they get it right more than they get it wrong. I'll just say that. But these type of people, like, for over a decade, 2 years old, you know, I'll have the, and just y'all hearing that, it's another one of the criminal complaints that I just, you know, wouldn't read or even try to go through the excerpts. I think listening to that CBS 58 news report on it is damning enough and disgusting enough. And this is what I was, your wife, your two daughters, and just recently, you know what I mean? So, and even in radio, you know, in radio, you're around a lot of people. You know, and even in an executive role, you still go out if the radio station is doing promotions and things like that. You know, to know that you got a monster like this in your midst, that is just crazy. It's so sickening. I mean, it really has you, you know, has me, you know, feeling nauseated. When I first saw the story and I was like, wow, like, for real. But when they immediately didn't show a picture, I'm like, it must be a white person. And y'all can, you know, fault me for that if y'all want to, but it has been proven true far too long. When I went to CCAP and looked it up, it said Caucasian. This is before they start circulating this picture. And it said Caucasian. I'm like, yep, if that had been a black former. And listen, keep in mind now, I even like how they call themselves playing on words with that. Former, that's how they said it, former. They only got rid of him on July 23rd. So, yeah, legally, yeah. Is he a former executive? Yeah, because y'all let him go on July 23rd. Y'all didn't let him go years ago or months ago. He just got released on July 23rd. But the play on it, like I say, it is the truth. Yeah, you gotta, let's see, with that, let's see. Can you, yeah, and he's smiling. So I think we, on the actual story, Xavier, when we come back, because we got to get ready to take care of some bills coming up to the top of the hour. Al, MKE, I do see you. If you can please hold till we come back. True Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. I definitely want to hear your thoughts and opinions. And what do we do with people like this? And to talk about, he felt like he was sleeping. And then the other time I thought it was my wife. And just sick. But there is a picture on the CBS 58 page. And, yeah, it does show him smiling. Yeah, but we still need to see this person. We need to see this monster. So we're going to try to get it up on our YouTube page where you'll be able to see a picture of him. But we got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Home Blow. My girl Bailey Coleman is on assignment, but will return on Monday morning. I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.